Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I never know exactly what the star beings are going to bring to talk to us about until just before I record. Sometimes not until I start recording. Today, they're showing me and telling me very clearly they want me to talk about my life. A little bit about my life. About what I'm doing right now, which is preparing to move to another province in Argentina, Cordoba, where 10 years ago, an Argentine arrived in Panama to tell me that Cordoba was the heart of Argentina, and it was where many UFOs were seen, lots of people had experiences with star beings and other higher forms of consciousness. And it took me all these years to get there. Basically, I wanted to go there, but I had other things to do here in Mendoza. And I loved living in front of the Andes. I have loved it, and I do love it. And there are a great many star beings here, too, as there are all around the Earth right now, all above the Earth and around the Earth. Wherever you are, you can connect directly into the star beings yourself. And that is part of the purpose of this podcast, to help you hear from them, but eventually, ultimately, to help you start opening your own connection. And this is part of what they want me to talk about today. They're telling me it's like, they want me to tell you that you are part of a much larger group, a community, that we are a community, that all beings with origins in the stars on this earth, right now in human form, are part of a community. And that most of us are not yet aware of that. But increasingly, more and more and more are. And sometimes one of the worst things about being from somewhere else or sensing that there is more to your life than what you see is that you feel alone. You can feel like the only person who doesn't fit in. I was thinking about this last night in my thoughts about what I would like to do in the future to connect people with me and with each other and with the star beings as part of this community. One thing I was thinking about was when we can all get together and have camp, which is another word for a retreat. And we could do that virtually, but one day we'll also be able to do it in person. And I could do these all over the world. That would be my greatest joy, I think. And one of the purposes would be to help people open their own channel, find their own voice, learn to get their own guidance and messages connecting directly into their being self. Because each and every one of us, of everybody listening here now and in the future, has a being within that they can connect to and has the ability, the inherent native ability, to learn to speak their own native language, to learn to hear, to learn to communicate. And the reason to do this? Why do we do that? Is it to show that we're superior or can do some fancy thing that other people can't do? Is it to show off? No, of course not. It has nothing to do with that. It's in order to know ourselves better and to live happier, more joyful lives on this earth. It's not even just to complete a mission or find a purpose. Our purpose is to have joy and to find our joy, what it is that's going to bring us the greatest joy. It helps if we can connect with that part of ourselves that can give us some guidance and help us find who the people are we want to be with, what we want to be doing in this life, where we want to do that, how we want to do it. There are so many aspects to our lives that can be more joyful and more satisfying when we have that connection wide open, when we can ask and hear as I do increasingly. I have spent years learning to do this, and I feel like I've just arrived now, because this year is so, 2021 is so different energetically. Things are starting to come through just by thinking of what I want, it appears. And asking, I can hear. I can hear the answer. If it doesn't appear immediately as words, it'll show up in front of me, or it'll come to me later in words. But not much later. There's not the delay. There used to be such delay in when we manifest things, create things, between our desire and our visualizing it and our feeling what it would be like to have it and the time that it actually took on physical form and appeared in our lives. And now that time has shortened because the energy frequencies are much higher. I'm channeling this now. This is not just me. This is what the star beings are saying. The energy frequencies of the earth are much higher, and higher frequency energy transmits more easily and more rapidly the frequencies that are needed to create physical material form. That's what they're saying. So this is an exciting time for all of us. And the star beings are telling me that this purpose, their purpose in this podcast and in the classes and group events and all the things we're going to do in the future as a community, is to help us connect to each other so that no one has to feel alone, that everyone has the help of others and knows that they are part of a group, a part of a part of something larger, part of something larger. I don't want to confuse it with sometimes when humans have organized groups and what they called communities, it meant rules and structure and ordinance and governance and, you know, people setting limitations for other people's lives, creating regulations and judging each other. And that is nothing like what I'm talking about. For years, I used to feel very resistant to community. And I no longer feel that because I understand it differently. I understand it as a deeper thing than these human attempts, which end up often being very controlling and very conformist. No, this is support. This is knowing that you're not alone. This is having resources to reach people you can reach out to when you need help, need guidance, and just companionship. There are now over 3,000 people tuning into Voices from the Stars, listening to this week and earlier episodes. More than 3,000. It's only been in existence for less than 5 months. So 4.5 months. That's amazing. And you look at it all over the world. The majority are in India. It's very exciting and fascinating and gratifying to me to know that so many people are getting something, receiving something they need and want from listening to my work as a channel with the star beings. And that is totally due to the star beings, because they're the ones in charge of growing the audience. They're the ones who can actually reach out energetically and who coordinate with each other, with star beings all over the world who are guides and guardians and assistants, they're saying, assistants to star beings in human form. They talked about this on an earlier podcast about creation, about how we all start from somewhere else and we take on human form, and that each of us has a team of non-physical, higher dimensional guides and guardians, assistants, that help us navigate through the denser dimensions, the material world. So I just want to thank you again for being here. I think I started to say something a long time ago. Sometimes I speak in circles and I want to make sure I complete the circle. I was thinking about activities that we would do, and I was thinking about camp, when we can all get together. We can do virtual camps and we can do in-person camps. And I was thinking about what is the difference between the summer camp, the church camp I used to go to as a child, where often I felt so different from everybody else. I loved having time away from home and special activities and being in nature and all that, but I didn't feel like everybody else. It took a lot of effort to try to conform and not stick out and seem weird, you know? So I was thinking, well, when you have an experience you don't like, the best thing to do is not to avoid it, it's to take charge of it and change it. And we as adults can create our own experiences. We can make our own camp. It can be about giving people choices of what they want to do, and everybody's free to do exactly what they want. There's no pressure. It's about finding the things you love to do and having time to gather with others who also love those things, getting to know each other, caring for each other, supporting and raising each other up. And the reason this comes back to me moving, the star beings wanted you to know that I'm taking y'all with me, because the reason I'm moving to this place is that there are star beings there. I've spoken from there before and about those star beings who are near Mount Uritorco in Cordoba, above that area, and they're just all over there. And there are many people there who also perceive them, there are many UFO sightings, there's a lot of evidence and a lot of acceptance, and it attracts people who love that experience. So the reason I'm moving there is because the star beings said to go there. They want me to work with the star beings there, and they want me to bring more international people in there to that location when it's possible again after the pandemic, so that they can connect directly and very immediately with people from all over the world, because it's an energy hotspot. It's a place where ley lines cross, where energy can enter the earth grid and spread out in all directions. And that's what they're doing there, they tell me. So that's my introduction to today's podcast. Okay, so star beings, having done that, now what do you want me to do? What do you want to talk to us about? You. We want you to know about these new times that you are entering. More about them. We have spoken about them before, and you're starting to wake up. Many, many, many more people are beginning to speak of their origins without the fear of being shut down, excluded from human society, or tortured or killed. These have been the painful experiences of past lives for many people who have these origins beyond the earth, who have their origins in higher dimensions, and who realized it. And that was never, never, never the original divine plan. It was not part of the original divine plan that people should suffer, on the earth, that becoming physical should be a painful experience. The purpose of becoming physical is to be in joy, to manifest material goods, freedom, freedom of movement, freedom of expression, physical form and physical experiences that support the soul, that give joy to the soul of each being currently in human form at all times, in all times and spaces on the earth. Then want everyone to take a deep breath, just like I did. You can't see me, but my hands are moving up and down and up and down. One up while the other moves down in front of me, and actually with the palms pointing away from me. And what I'm seeing that's moving my hands is this light, this white light column. And they are, the star beings, I mean, of course, are passing this light, which is source light, pure source, into each listener, down through your head, starting in your, above your head, and down through your entire energy field and into the earth beneath your feet, into the chakras beneath your feet. And now they're having me brush off my hands, because that's what you do when you're releasing energy. When I do this kind of energy work, they want me to explain what I'm talking about. When I do individual sessions for people, it always starts just exactly like this, that this, we connect into the guides and guardians and the source self of each person, of the person I'm working with, and And those higher dimensional beings pass the energy using me as their channel or instrument. They start by clearing the energy field of the person I'm working with. And so this column of light that I saw and this flow of high frequency energy was clearing the field of each listener. The very best way to listen to these podcasts, if you can, is to listen at a time when you can close your eyes, in a place where you can close your eyes and be quiet and not have to pay attention to something important so that no one gets harmed, but to have a quiet place and a time when you can either lie down or sit down and receive. When the star being starts his past light language, that's the time for you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath and just receive, because those are frequencies that they are sending you. They're doing this just like you're having a private session with me, but it's frequencies that everyone in the audience now and in the future can use, that they need, that all of us need in order to clear our fields of lower frequencies by tuning them into higher frequencies, and the energy just washes through you and washes away those lower frequencies. And any places that are stuck, where you've been holding your energy field tight, you've been holding on to emotions, holding it together like we do so often as human beings, just trying to hold it all together, those places need to be released and washed clear. Adikorani kalakilikitilomokaya, Adi adikalkohi, alakalakarhania, kahaya, kahaya, kahaya. So now they're passing energy, swirling it down through your crown chakras. That's going in a clockwise direction now. It's more golden light. Golden is more the individuated source self as opposed to the divine all. It's your individuated energy frequencies or signatures. And how can you do that with a group of people? How can you send a particular range of frequencies, like golden light, which presumably contains many frequencies, but how can you send into each person what they need? This is one of those interesting questions you like to ask. Yes, I do like to ask questions. I want to understand how this works. We're here to answer. We're here to explain. Okay. So how do you pass golden light, for instance, into more than 3,000 people and have it take on the individuated energy signature of each human, each higher being in human form? The energy signature of each individual is already set by their soul. Okay, yeah, a minute ago I was thinking a question I didn't ask out loud, which was I wanted them to talk about the difference between the source self, or the individuated self, which is the star being or the higher dimensional being created by source, emitted by the source, which is like a sun, the ray of light, the particular ray of light that has become you, and the soul, because those are two different terms and they're not entirely interchangeable. They're not the same thing, although it's not always clear what the difference is. The soul is your individual container of light. It's like a bubble of light, like a membrane containing light. It's intact, it's whole, it's integral, it's entire. Okay? And it contains the frequencies that you are going to become in human form. And then what's the self? What's the difference? Where's the space between those two? The self is the creator of the soul, of your soul and many souls. At each level of creation, each creator creates multitudes, a multitude, multiple versions of itself, but not exactly like its whole self. Think of a tree and the seeds that fall from that tree and all the little trees that grow from it. This is a perfect example. Each tree that grows from there grows in the image of the parent tree, and yet they are not the same as the parent. And in the case of souls, Is there more variety? Because, you know, we could say they're not the same, but every oak tree looks pretty much like an oak tree, you know, or a pine tree or any kind of tree, whatever tree you're most familiar with, a mango tree. They share a certain, they're not, of course, each one is different. It has a slightly different shape, for instance. They don't all look absolutely identical. That's true. The human form is very similar amongst you all. This is why you feel embarrassed, shame, often when you look different than the majority, because there is a certain similitude. There is a certain sameness or similarity amongst human beings. The basic humanoid form of head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. Even in the higher dimensions, many beings have light bodies that take that form. Yet within the human race, there is an infinite variety of individual expressions of that humanoid form, and even more of the mind within it, the being expressing that through that humanoid form. Therefore, you have a soul. That soul was the creation or the expression of a being. And there are many, many souls created by that being. And there are many, many beings that come from the stars, the being which is the star, the consciousness of the star, and higher and higher and higher until you, on back until you get to source. More complicated than that is more than we can explain, and it would not help you to understand any better. That's all you need to know, really, to understand. Okay, so if you send energy to the group, each one receives the exact frequencies that they need because their soul is what? The soul carries the blueprint? This is creation 101. All that is going to be created in physical form, material form, is created using a template. Energy flows through that template. And the template itself is energy. It carries the frequencies, the exact frequencies that are going to result in the atoms, the molecules, the membranes, the cells, whatever physical form that creation takes on. So as we flow energy through your field, you already have the template of your perfect mind, heart, soul, physical body, chemical body, energetic body in every form. And that in that way, each person can receive exactly what they need. Thank you. Okay. So today we've talked about community. More than anything, community. How does this relate to community? Well, I feel like there is a relationship. The understanding of how each person receives exactly what they need from the source energy that you're sending, directing toward us, and that idea that we can benefit from being in contact with one another and knowing who we are and knowing that others can see us, hear us, and hold us. Exactly so. You can be with others and still be yourself. This is at the core or the crux of your individual, meaning me, they're talking to me now, resistance to the idea of community based on your past experiences. Right. When I grew up in a culture, a religious culture, not a closed community, but it was very controlled. It was very conformist. There was a lot of pressure to be like everybody else and follow the rules that somebody had made up, whether you felt like those expressed you or not. Exactly so, and you're far from the only one. And this is not the time for that kind of community. This is not the time for following a leader, a guru. You each have your own inner teachers. They don't have to be here physically. They are with you energetically, spiritually. Oh, this speaks to another subject I want to talk about, possibly in the next podcast, which is about separation and something that you taught me recently about how the non-physical is even closer than the physical. Exactly so. These subjects are related because the challenge is to be in a human society that allows every individual to be the individual, unique expression of Source that he, she, they were intended to be and desire to be and choose to be. It's the choice of each human expression of the Source to be exactly who they feel called to be, because that feeling of being called, that desire, is how their being self forms their experiences, guides their experiences, shows them what it is that the being and the Source had in mind in creating this lifetime, this expression of this soul created by this being, created by Source. And now we're going to let you go for today, because there's so much to learn and so much to hear and so much to receive. It can't all be done at once, and it would be too much. So we really want you all to come back and bring your friends and find your new friends and find your new cohort. You are a cohort, a massive million person cohort of millions. They're saying millions of people on the earth at this time of star beings in human form. And this cohort can support each other and together realize their true purpose and their highest joy and greatest good. And they can do that best and most easily by knowing each other and coming together with others of their kind, of their calling. Thank you very much. And everyone listening, if you want to be part of the camps and the group events and or if you want individual sessions, if you want classes online, in person, in any form, because all of this is going to be possible in the future, then please go to voicesfromthestars.com and join our mailing list. And you'll get some free gifts, some free recordings, that ebook I talk about, New Tools for New Creation, that can give you some guidance on how to create in your own life, how to connect and create. That's what it's all about. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining the Star Beings. And thank you, Star Beings, for bringing through so much beautiful, useful information and high frequency energy to attune our fields. Until next time, this is Susan Rensberger, still in the beautiful Uco Valley of Mendoza, Argentina for now, on my way to Cordoba, Mount Uritorco, and the beings of light who are there. Sending you all love and light and blessings. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.